Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.
What's going down, Soda Pop, Minnesota? How y'all doing? This is your girl, Golden Brown, with Way Back Wednesdays. Yes, y'all, we have a good show for y'all tonight. I'm going to name this show called Issues, and Issues because everybody got them, you know what I'm saying? I know you got some issues. Everybody listening got issues. Know somebody got issues or is the issue. So, yeah, we're going to dedicate the show also to, you know what I'm saying, the violence of Minnesota. We got a 14-year-old who was shot yesterday along with a 19-year-old who was pregnant, and that's a big issue of Minnesota, y'all, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're going to make sure we touch base on that. We got a couple of other things I'm going to throw in tonight, y'all. We got a lot of local music that we're going to hit y'all up with, you know what I'm saying? We got to, you know what I'm saying, pay respect to the local artists because that's what Soda Pop is all about, y'all. Paying respect to our local artists, you know what I'm saying? Anything that y'all want to do on our show, y'all, you know what I'm saying, it's for y'all. You know what I mean? If you want to advertise, if you want to put your show out there, I mean, your music out there, if you have any promotions, you know, hit up Soda Pop Radio, y'all, at 714-242-6167. All right, y'all, I'm going to start y'all off with this song by Busta Rhymes. It is In the Ghetto, y'all. I'm going to just actually... In the Ghetto, I think that might be a little too much for y'all tonight. I don't know. Maybe we should start it off with something else, you know what I'm saying? I might get it jumping with y'all for the beginning, but after that, we're going, you know what I'm saying, hit it off with some serious last post orders. With Destiny's Child, jumping, y'all.
Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full of grown. And now you fellas leave your girl with a friend. Cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping.
Okay, y'all know I have to hit y'all up with a dance track / jumping track. It's popping, y'all, on Soda Pop Radio. This is your girl, Golden Brown, holding it down for y'all today, all right? It's Way Back Wednesdays, y'all, so I am going to play some Way Back tracks along with some real tracks and along with some local tracks, all right? Like I said, we got a nice show lined up for y'all today. We got Golden Moments, y'all. Okay, I am Golden Brown, and I created something called a Golden Moment. You know, it's a spotlight shout-out to a local or non-local person, man or woman or child, people, company, or organization, and basically to represent and recognize and, you know what I'm saying, shine on any act of heroism, bravery, any contribution to the community or society, and just, you know what I'm saying, recognize a person in, you know, we got struggles, you know what I'm saying, we got, you know what I'm saying, hard times out here, you know what I'm saying, and just recognize their struggle to strength journey, you know what I'm saying, means a lot to me, you know what I'm saying, so I'm dedicating, you know what I'm saying, my golden moment to all the people that's, you know what I'm saying, struggling out here, but at the same time overcoming. It includes, you know, Black history, you know, history and the media news, and of course, you know, local news, you know what I'm saying, and maybe some you don't even know it news, you know what I'm saying, I like to, you know what I'm saying, educate my Black people, you know what I'm saying, on anything that I can and get educated as well, so, you know, we're going to have some, you know, fun facts for y'all and shows lined up, and maybe a little what the fuck news, you know what I'm saying, and just, you know, maybe some World Star news. Hit you up with the news, you know what I'm saying, as well as, you know what I'm saying, Way Back Wednesday hits. So, you know what I'm saying, make sure y'all tune in every Wednesday, 8:30 to 10:30 with me, your girl, Golden Brown. And y'all know Soda Pop Radio is Monday through Saturday, you know what I'm saying, so, you know what I mean, check out the whole Soda Pop crew. We get to crack in here on Soda Pop Radio. All right, y'all.
Something for my godson Elijah and little girl named Corinne.
Say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. If I can, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. So please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Don't believe, and if you can't learn to love, you should leave, cause sister, you don't need, and I ain't trying to catch up, I just call them how I see, you know what makes me unhappy, when brothers make babies, and leave a young mother to be a mess, and since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman, I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women, I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women. To our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the lady that makes the baby. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up. Hey, yo. I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the kettle didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I hopped up about my curfew and broke the roof. Run with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave a life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my mic. Dream an hour about the mic and make it to the mic. Make a dollar out of 15 cents. It's hard to be the shit, but still pay your rent. And then it seems I'm heading for the pin. I try to find my friend, but they're blowing in the
buy your lonesome. Thanks to Lord for my kids, even if nobody else wants them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall or come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you were selfless. Hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Dying inside, but outside you're looking big. Why the tears is rolling down your cheek. Is daddy hoping things don't fall down the street? Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and older and cold from having the world on his shoulders. While the rich kids are driving back, I'm still trying to hold on to my surviving friends. And it's crazy, it seems I'll never let up. You gotta keep your head up.
Hello?
Did you tell your uncle what you were doing under the table when they were gone? I didn't notice it, so did he?
Oh, geez, that was a little technical difficulty. We are heading into some more way back Wednesdays, y'all. We had a caller on air, but we'll see if they call back. But like I said, y'all, we got a good show in for y'all today, y'all. Sorry about the technical difficulty. We got was good in the neighborhood, y'all. What's good in the neighborhood is a segment that I will be talking about. What's good in the neighborhood? We got a 14-year-old who was shot yesterday, and along with her mother and along with her dad, her uncle. And these are all young people, y'all, 14-month-old and a 19-year-old and a 17-year-old. And then the 19-year-old was pregnant. So, man, what's really going on in the neighborhood, y'all? What's really good? You know what I mean? We also got two rapists that are possibly going to be released soon, you know what I'm saying? One raped, I believe, about 29 boys and girls within Minnesota and Oregon. From Minnesota to Oregon, y'all, was really good in the neighborhood, y'all. What's going on with people's minds? You know what I'm saying? People got issues. You know what I'm saying? Where do you walk in your shoes? That's the show today, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to be talking about. If y'all been listening to the shows, you know what I'm saying, we kind of get serious. You know what I'm saying? Last week we were talking about the fallen youth and, you know what I'm saying, you know, boys and girls and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Just want to let y'all know we will get a little serious on Golden Brown Talk Radio way back Wednesdays, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Just to inform y'all, I like to be informed on, you know, what's going on in the neighborhood and, you know what I'm saying, and let people know as well, you know what I mean? Sometimes they like to, you know, not tell people, you know, on the news what's really going on in the hood, you know what I'm saying, the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? So that's where I come in at. That's what we coming at on Soda Pop Radio, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what we're going to be doing for y'all. If y'all have any questions or comments or anything, y'all can feel free to call in at 714-242-6167 with any comments, any thing you have to say. You know, if you want to cuss out somebody, if you want to, you know what I'm saying, tell somebody about themselves, you know what I'm saying, or if you want to tell what's going on or what's good in your neighborhood, you know what I'm saying. It's all love, y'all. It's all about Soda Pop. It's all about Minnesota. It's all about, you know what I'm saying, my peoples, and this is all for y'all, you know what I'm saying? So right now, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to hit y'all off with some more music. This is Soda Brown on Soda Pop Radio, y'all.
Oh,
Was something for the people with my love is a ish. Shut your mouth, y'all. I just have to play that for all the people that, you know what I'm saying, that I love, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, and just to, you know what I'm saying, spread some love out there, y'all, you know. Like I said, this is kind of like a serious slash, you know what I'm saying, a semi-serious show, you know what I'm saying, issues, y'all. You know what I mean? Where do you walk in your shoes? We got a lot of issues out here that needs to be spoken about, you know what I'm saying, y'all? And our, I don't know, people just, you know what I'm saying, tend to, you know what I'm saying, ignore them. I don't know, you know what I'm saying, but not me, you know what I'm saying? I will speak on them. I am that person, you know what I'm saying? If you do know me, you know what I'm saying? If you don't get to know me, because I will, you know what I'm saying? I put you on blast, you know what I mean? And I'll put that info on blast, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm here for. That's what I do. You know what I mean? Like I said, nice show for y'all today. We got, you know what I'm saying, some poems for y'all, you know what I mean? I am Golden Brown. I do the spoken word thing, you know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, I would like to shout out my show, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Even in Seduction, it's going to be featuring Mr. Monica Fly. She is a great local artist, y'all. Soulful and powerful voice. Y'all check her out at an event near you. But she will be at Even a Seduction on September 14th with us, y'all. Trini C, Top B is the person who is making it all happen, Even a Seduction. This is part two, y'all. And your girl, me, Kaisha Dobie, a.k.a. Golden Brown, to y'all. I will be doing some modeling and spoken word, so make sure y'all check that out, y'all. It will be Saturday, September 14th at 8 p.m. Now, it's 15 online, you know what I'm saying, for, you know, the in advance. And then it's $20 at the door. You can purchase the tickets at tjbproductionsinc.com. It's going to be at the Four Seasons Dance Studio at 1637 Hennepin Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's the side entrance by Lucret and Joe's Garage, y'all. It's not too hard to figure it out, you know what I'm saying? It says Four Seasons Dance Studio right on the door, green door, y'all. It's a real nice place, lovely. Like I said, this is my second show, and it will be fun. Drinks and refreshments / food, you know what I'm saying, will be included. But this don't come for the drinks and food, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I know how people do it, but it will be fun. It's an adult show, and be ready to be seduced, as it is called, Even in Seduction. But it is, the theme is sophisticated and sexy. So, yeah, you know. Hit us up, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Check us out, you know what I mean? Again, if y'all would like to hit me up on Soda Pop Radio to tune in with me on issues, where do you walk in your shoes and talk about some issues that you may have, or your friends, your mama, your daddy, anybody, you know what I'm saying, boyfriend, or just, you know, issues with the world, you know what I'm saying, hit us up, y'all, at 714, y'all, 612. Y'all know I'm repping. Y'all know I'm repping the Minnesota. Now the number, y'all, is 714-242-6167. Again, 714-242-6167. Hit us up, y'all, and talk about anything that you want to talk about, issues in the world today. Craig.
Hello? What's up, girl? Ain't nothing. This nigga in here stressing, talking that old off-the-wall, back-to-Africa shit again.
What, that guy body shit?
Yeah, that dumb shit. I'm trying to get up out of here.
I hear that. But, yo, you know the spot is pumping tonight.
Where? For real, where?
You know, where the real niggas is popping the Cristal.
Not that white star. Where? Where the real niggas at?
Young, wild, beautiful, love child. You like them thug style, link rocking, the mink topping. Get you on a sink, $100 drink popping. The hat to make you take them shopping, the foul doctrine. Reminiscent of my first time up in a chick. You was innocent, but now you rent a dick. We're the tightest shit. Chanel looking real, airbrush nails. Hit the gym, hit the scales, heaven sent, but negligent. To see your prophecy, your ebony tone is locking me. The way you moan make me daydream of you on top of me. Wishing I could be the one man, but you juggle way too many willies all in one hand. You wanna run up in clubs, getting rubbed on. Niggas pull your hair, shake your fat rear, get your fuck on. Following week, you back there, but what you stuck on? Weed, clouds, and cars, puffing with some little nigga. Husband not knowing she's out, cause you believe Eve. Mother Earth for the seed, niggas thirst you. You just let them hurt you and leave. What up, mom? Frontin' like you naive. Pushing man's wear, calling police when you flip. Can't understand it. Yo, it should be a throne for us. But for now, that's a whole different zone from us. World.
Sun is all shining, looking low fine. Pretty little face, get a little high. Young girl struggling, trying to survive. Mother of the ocean made you and I. Just had a brain, same old games. Messing with my mind, emotional things. Get cool,
like ISIS, you got your heart broken, felt lifeless. Grow up, girl, and said you want revenge, so now you act the nicest. So who's ever getting down to trifles? To get his mind, all you do is give him something priceless. Cousin Tom here realized his size is all he need, more than weed. Then you hit him off with lies and greed. There you go again, starting wars, making me more yours. Seem to get a kick out of keeping me on all fours. Face glistening, I'm addicted to you. Original, with somebody got me picturing you. Igloos, the ice kicking on you. You never listen to this nigga spinning Franklin's or tennis anklets. Must have had a bad deal in the past, though. Can't even keep it real with a nigga with cash flow. Say men are all the same, what we need to do is break this chain. You gotta jump on. Time is school's your night thing. With dreams to settle down, it ain't far from now. You're getting interviewed, but your boss is into getting screwed. Typical day that the black girl sees, coming home wanting more from a college degree. Niggas are where the coke is, nice to thug-like niggas. Yo, you seem hopeless, your value too much to be measured, I wonder how you could ever be played, your pussy worth gold amounting to more than the world, but not knowing nothing about you. You leaving the crib, taking all your kids out to drop them off, letting some nigga knock you off so hot and soft. That's the same thing that got you lost growing up. See it, it should remind you, you being lied to. Everything that moved be inside you, sacred as you are, left with these wannabes to guide you. I watched you, hard to knock you, I try not to. They spot you, I dance the topless in your drawers. Damn, look, there goes a black girl lost.
Easy. You're now tuned in to Soda Pop Radio, the radio that pops. MN Stand Up, RNSS Beat.
Staring at the world through my rear view. Just looking back at the world from another level, you know what I mean? Still.
Multiple gunshots to the block, the front stop. Snitches was calling cops, people shot, nobody stopped. I wonder when the world stopped. Camera last night, two kids shot. While the whole block staring, I will never understand this society. But they try to murder me, then they lie to me. Brought a cup of Don Free. All my homies try to read. Got a little baby's craze, raised on fantasy. Tell me when my enemies flee when they see me. Believe me, if it does, gotta learn to take it easy. Listen, through the internet, to search your heart for a plan. Turning bad boys to grown men. It's on again. I give a holler to my niggas in the darkest corners. Roll a perfect blunt and let me spark it for you. One love from a dud, nigga. Rolling with a pocket full of paranoid drug dealers. Till the end, my friend, I'm seeing nothing but my dreams coming true. While I'm staring at the world through my rear view. I'm seeing nothing but my dreams coming true. While I'm staring at the world through my rear view. They got me staring at the world through my rear view. Go ahead, baby, scream to God. He can't hear you. I can feel your heartbeat fast. Just the time to die. He can fly, watch the time fly. It's all my motherfuckers staring at the world through my rear view. Go ahead, baby, scream to God. He can't hear you. I can feel your heartbeat fast. Just the time to die. We getting fly, watch the time fly. All my motherfuckers. Now you see him, now you don't. Some niggas be here for the moment, and then they gone. What happened to him? Well, let's see. It seems to be a mystery. But all I know, I never let the money get to me. Stay down like the truth. Thug like until I check out this bitch. I thought you knew this. Who was gonna catch me when I fall? I even care to. Why you thinking I see you lost up in my rear view? Have you? It's down with the outlaws. Outcast, left far, a few like shot balls. But still, we keep mashing till our dreams come through. Seven out the world through my rear view.
Now, what's crazy is a young black male. In order to get paid, was to make crack sales. Caught a nigga, so they send me to these overpacked jails. In a cell, counting days in the living black. Hell, do you feel me? Keys to ignition, use it to discretion. War with a 12-gauge pump for protection. Niggas take me in the section from near the jail. Checking, turn the switch to weapon, war weapons. Heavenly Father, I'm a soldier. I'm getting hotter because the world's getting colder. Baby, let me hold you. Talk to my guns like they fly bitches. All you busters, let's go. Look at my bitches, now I know the answer to the question. Do dreams come true? Still staring at the world through my rear view. I said now I know the answer. Do dreams come true? Staring at the world through my rear view. They got me staring at the world through my rear view. Go ahead, baby, scream to God, he can hear you. I can feel your heart beating fast, got the time to die. He can die, watch the time fly. You know my motherfucker staring at the world through my rear view. Go ahead, baby, scream to God, he can hear you. I can feel your heart beating fast, got the time to die.
Back in the days, we hustled for sneakers and beepers, 9-6 for Glocks. Cause fools hitting up blocks with street sweepers. Left myself with no one rules to these streets. Something I learned in school. Awesome A-man marching for the peace. True that, only one life to lead. A fast life of greed. Criminally addicted, infested, since the sea. We all die, breathe, bleed like humans. Towns run by young guns, outlaws and truants. Shit deep, turn 18, roll my wheel when I go. Burn my body with my shoddy, all Jews in my dough. So why you reminiscing all night out with the crew? Smoke a blunt for me too, I stare it through your rear view.
You ain't know what we mean by staring through the rear view. Since you ain't know what we mean, let me bring a better understanding. The world's behind us. Once a motherfucker get an understanding on the game and what the levels and the rules of the game is, then the world ain't no trick no more. The world is a game to be played. So now we looking at world from behind us. Niggas know what we gotta do. Just gotta put our mind to it and do it. It's all about the papers. Money rule the world. Bitches make the world go round. Real niggas do what they wanna do. Bitch niggas do what they do.
We'll be staring at the world through my rear view. Go ahead, baby, scream to God. He can't hear you. I can feel your heart beating fast. Guess it's time to die. Getting high, watching time fly. You know, staring at the world through my rear view. Go ahead, baby, scream to God. He can't hear you. I can feel your heart beating fast. Guess it's time to die. Getting high, watching time fly. And we'll be staring at the world through my rear view. Scream to God. He can't hear you. Time to die, watch the time fly. Staring at the world through my rear view. Screaming God again. Hold me back, time to die. Time to die.
Yeah, y'all, that was Tupac with Staring at the World Through My Rear View, y'all. That's kind of, you know what I'm saying, a shout out to, you know what I'm saying, to everybody on, you know what I'm saying, how I look at things sometimes, you know what I mean? Sometimes I find myself, you know what I'm saying, saying the serenity prayer, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, you have so many things booked on your shoulder because, you know, you care so much, you know what I'm saying, and when I say you, I do mean me. So I did have to play that for y'all. What's going on in the neighborhood? What's good in the neighborhood, y'all? We have a, you know what I'm saying, crazy war going over here. I guess that's what you can call it. Or just, man, some crazy shit going on over here. And on the north side, you know what I'm saying? I guess people call it Chi-Raq, y'all. That is so funny to me. But at the same time, it's not. You know what I'm saying? It is like Chi-Raq, you know what I'm saying? Chicago and Iraq, you know what I'm saying? Put it together. But, yeah, we had a shooting that was taking place yesterday, y'all. And it's real crazy, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I don't even know what to think about, you know what I'm saying, the state that I live in, but I do know that it's worse in many other areas, you know what I'm saying? We're only in Minnesota, a.k.a., you know what I'm saying, Twin Cities, a.k.a. Chi-Raq, you know what I'm saying, St. Paul, St. Paul, St. Paul, whatever, you know what I'm saying, St. Pitiful, you know what I mean? Yes, Go to Brown is from St. Paul, I do represent, but just to touch bases on all the crazy shit going on, it's just a lot of crazy shit, but Minnesota, picture this. Near the intersection of 29th and Lindale over north in Baby Chi-Raq, at 5:29 p.m., stood a 14-month-old girl, a woman in her ninth month of pregnancy, and a 17-year-old boy, when suddenly shots rang. Bullets strike all three of them, the 14-month-old girl, the 19-year-old woman who was pregnant in her ninth month, baby in the stomach, don't even know what's going on, just like, what the fuck, and a 17-year-old boy. He was the uncle of the little girl and the brother to, you know, the 19-year-old. Can you picture this, y'all? Y'all just standing on the street, and next thing you know, you get shot. So they're just standing there. The little girl gets shot in her shoulder. The 19-year-old, the girl who was pregnant, she got shot in her leg, and the other guy got shot in his leg, the boy. Now, the mother, I guess, of one of the victims or all the victims, I don't know if they're all related or have the same mother. I'm sorry, Fox 9 News didn't tell me all that, but by 8 p.m., at 5:29, they got shot. By 8 p.m., the mother, including the neighbors, they were all united praying for justice for baby Michaela and Trinae, that's the mother, and Javari, that's the boy, for justice, you know what I'm saying, for justice in the neighborhood and for justice in the nation, y'all. And Fox 9 reports witnesses seen an alleged group of people, I guess they chased the culprit after the five or six shots popped off, and then prior to them just standing around in front of the yard, I don't know, everybody was standing around, and then people got shot. And then after the shots popped off, I guess someone chased the guys of, you know, that supposedly shot them. I don't know how true that is, but that's what Fox 9 reports, y'all. But to me, it's just all crazy, you know what I'm saying? It makes me want to say, you know, what's going on, you know, what's really good in the neighborhood. Like, I'm really bugging out on, like, this crazy shit that's going on. I don't know, like, and sometimes, like, people gloat about that shit, you know. I was coming home from St. Paul the other day, and a group of children were gloating about people. They were at a party, I guess, and I guess some shots got popped off, and, you know what I'm saying, they didn't say anybody got hit, but it's like, you know, they were gloating about it, you know what I'm saying, saying how funny. And, you know, just all this stuff, like, you know what I'm saying, like, it's really funny that, you know what I mean, people could have got shot, you know what I'm saying, they themselves could have got shot. So, I'm not knowing what's so funny about that, you know, I don't know. Nothing like that is funny at all. You know, it's sad, and it's, you know what I mean, it makes me want to say what's going on and what's good in the neighborhood. You know, I'm from St. Paul, know, there's like so many cliques and, you know what I'm saying, and new gangs or whatever they call themselves, you know what I'm saying, out here that I just don't know. I don't even know the names, you know what I'm saying? There's so many names, three-letter cliques, two-letter cliques, you know what I'm saying? Just, I mean, and, you know, to me it's all an excuse to fight each other and, you know what I'm saying, let out their anger. I know people are confused out here, but, hey, you know what I'm saying, we got to, you know, it's time to get it together, you know what I'm saying, figure out what's really real out here and what's really, you know what I'm saying, important, you know, for, you know what I'm saying, your life, you know what I mean, and, you know what I'm saying, for your past, you know what I mean, find out where you're supposed to be going, you know what I mean, so I really don't understand, like, I don't know. Please tell me, y'all, if y'all would like to call in, you know what I'm saying, and let me know what's going on in your neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know. Just please do that, you know what I mean? Because I think people need to hear that. People want to hear, you know what I'm saying, that they have supporters in their neighborhood as well, you know what I mean? You might call in and you might live next door to somebody, and you know what I mean? They might want to talk about it, but, you know what I'm saying, don't feel as comfortable to do that. You know what I'm saying? So I encourage you guys to call in and talk about it. You know what I'm saying? The number is 714-242-6167. Again, the number is 714-242-6167, y'all. Again, like I said, we got a nice show lined up for y'all. We got some poems lined up for y'all by Miss Maya Angelou. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got a nice show. Like I said, Miss Golden Brown does get it serious. You know what I mean? So, you know. Make sure y'all tune in and, you know what I'm saying, support your girl and support, you know what I'm saying, our local artists. You know what I mean? That's what we're here for. And I don't know, a lot of people out here like to, you know what I'm saying, hate on each other and, you know what I'm saying, don't want to support each other. You know, they want to feel like they already made it or something like that. But, you know what I'm saying, in order to make it, you know what I'm saying, you got to, you know, lend a hand out and, you know what I'm saying, be willing to accept a hand. You know, this is Minnesota. You're not just going to make it out here on your own. So, you know what I'm saying, make sure you do the necessary networking and, you know what I'm saying, touch bases with your, you know what I'm saying, your local artists and, you know what I'm saying, your fellow artists. You know what I mean? If you're an artist, there should be no way why you don't want to network with another artist. You know what I'm saying? I'm hearing, you know what I mean, a lot of people out here, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Well, why not? You know what I'm saying? You ain't nobody yet, so don't act like you are somebody yet. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You're just the same as us. You know what I'm saying? And really, you're the same as, you know what I'm saying, the next person in the industry. You're Drake, you know what I'm saying, Lil Wayne, you know what I'm saying? All of them are regular people, you know what I'm saying? Don't act like y'all too good out here, you know what I'm saying, to be on Soda Pop, to be on, you know what I'm saying, your local stage in St. Paul or Minneapolis, your twin city, you know what I'm saying? Don't act like you're too good, you know what I'm saying, because you're not, you know what I'm saying? You know, we need each other. And, you know what I'm saying, we need y'all, you know what I'm saying? Soda Pop Radio wouldn't be nothing without y'all, and neither would the industry. So, with that being said, we're going to play a feature artist that has been played on Soda Pop Radio here on Feeling Yourself Fridays, a music show. That's what I heard her on. It's your girl, Margo Davis, with Won't Do It Again, y'all. Support local music.
Heard it all before, time and time again. You said you loved me, you needed me, will always be. I thought you was the one to be by my side. You said that our love would never die. This emotional rollercoaster back and forth is getting heavy. I thought you said that I'd be the girl that you would marry. Broken promise, shame, another lesson learned. Better know yourself or else you won't get burned. You misled me, you played me, boy, with words like love. It's easy for you to get me all confused and emotional. Give a fair talking 2 years, 4 months, and 6 days. I thought you always knew just what to say. When I couldn't bear another day, now all of that has changed. Has changed. Suddenly, I've been fading with the loneliness that I could never describe. This emotional roller coaster, back and forth, just getting heavy.
Local music. That was your girl of Minnesota, Margo Davis, y'all, with Won't Do It Again, y'all. And I really hope that the people that, you know, choose to do what they do, you know what I'm saying, everybody, you know what I'm saying, does things, and you know what I'm saying, and I wish they never did it again. I hope that, you know what I'm saying, we are learning nowadays in 2013 to, you know what I'm saying, to learn from our mistakes, you know what I'm saying, and not do things again, you know what I'm saying. I hope you look at yourself sometimes and say, man, damn, I won't do it again. You know, I would never do that again, you know what I mean? You know, that's a little lesson song for y'all. I would like to touch bases on, you know what I'm saying, the rest of the show. Like I said, it's a serious show, and it's called Issues, y'all. Where do you walk in your shoes? So, again, call me up and let me know some of your issues, some of your issues of your community, your, you know what I'm saying, your household, you know what I mean? You ain't got to tell me your name. You ain't got to tell me, you know, your mama's name or, you know, whatever. But if your mama getting your nerves right now, you know what I'm saying, let me know your issue, you know what I'm saying? Let me know what's going on in your life, you know what I mean? If you got something on your chest, hit me up and let me know your issue, y'all. It's 714-242-6167. Again, y'all, 714-242-6167. We got some more What's Good in the Neighborhood for y'all today. I don't know if y'all been watching the news, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I don't watch the news, sometimes I do. I try to, but, you know, I caught the news the other day, and they were speaking on letting go two rapists in Minnesota, y'all. Now, we already got a lot of issues in Minnesota, y'all, so I don't understand why they would like to, you know what I'm saying? They want to add on more, you know what I'm saying? But I did, you know, tune into the news, and I also went online to read up more on it, you know, so I kind of got a little information about it, you know what I'm saying? And it's, I mean, I feel both sides at the same time, you know what I mean? We do have to look out for our safety, you know what I'm saying, the safety of our children growing up, and, you know what I'm saying, the people in our community, you know what I'm saying, the seniors, you know, and just everyone, you know, not just the seniors and the kids, but everyone, you know, anybody can be a victim, everybody is a victim, you know, and everybody's a suspect until, you know, that's how you got to look at it sometimes, you know, in order to keep yourself protected out here. But we got panel recommends friends who sex offenders for release. That's crazy. What's going on in the neighborhood? What's good in the neighborhood, y'all? In Moose Lake, Minnesota, a special, y'all, special, quote-unquote, special panel is recommending a release for two sex offenders. Number one, Thomas Duval, who raped a 17-year-old Brooklyn Park girl at knife point 26 years ago. Number two, Kirk Fogelstedt, Mr. Kirk F., who admittedly confessed to molesting 30 boys and girls in Minnesota and Oregon, y'all. And then he confessed. Y'all know he had to get that shit off his chest. Couldn't handle it no more, you know what I'm saying? He had to give himself, you know what I'm saying? Now, a person like that, you wonder, are they giving themselves to God, you know what I'm saying, because they're, you know, admitting to, you know what I'm saying, the wrongs, you know what I'm saying? Hey, let me know. Let me know what you think, you know what I'm saying? If you admit it to your crime, it's a rape, and it's 30 people from Minnesota, Oregon, are you feeling sorry? Should you forgive him or not? Call in and let me know, 714-242-6167. But to keep going on with it, there are 36 more clients in the treatment program in the treatment program in Minnesota coming to an end. And they're releasing them due to, I guess, you know, they're really complaining about them serving their time, but they feel like they paid their crime and they should be out, you know what I'm saying? And you know how we feel, like, hold on, you done offended some kids, you know what I'm saying? You try to, you know, take some kids, you know what I'm saying, precious, you know, life. So it's like, you know, should we really let you out? No, you know, I don't know. They're putting the case, I guess, in either the state's hand, and they're saying the state either tell us and tell them what they're going to do with them, or they're taking legal action. And after the state's hand, y'all, it's going into a federal judge. And the gavel may drop, and, you know what I'm saying, the federal judge just might let them out, you know. And all of this, y'all, after, you know, after they're trying to let people out, y'all, after all of this, last year they released a convicted sex offender who molested 29 children. Y'all, 29 children, and tempted and captured them by candy. Lured the kids with candy. Y'all, come on now. That's on TV, and that's why you need to tell your kids, you know what I'm saying, do not take nothing from nobody. I remember when I was a kid, my mom and my aunties and them told us, we was going to do not talk to no strangers. Make sure y'all keep each other's hands. Make sure y'all stay by each other. And do not accept nothing from nobody. I don't, and they even said, even if they said they're friends, you know, even if they say, hey, I know your mom or I know your auntie, and even name them, you don't take from nobody, you know what I'm saying, unless your mom or an adult, you know, is there, you know, a guardian, you know. And, you know, it's not the kid's fault, though, you know what I'm saying, it's the parent's fault for not letting them know, and the sex offender's fault. The sex offender's name was Clarence Orpheum. It's O-R-P-H-E-I-M. I guess it's Orpheum. I'm not sure. He was sent to a halfway house in St. Louis Park. So, you know, if you live in St. Louis Park, you know, be aware, you know, I'm not saying he's going to offend again, but hey, you never know, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, just inform y'all on what's going on and what's good in the neighborhood. We got a Michael Benson, who was an escaped convict. He was captured by someone who seen him on America's Most Wanted. He escaped from jail and got captured. But at the same time, he was released. He was one of the first ones to be released to the treatment program that they supposedly have in Minnesota. But Mr. Michael Benson says there is no treatment, in his words. He says treatment is basically jail with the title of hospital above it. So where's the justice? You know, do you guys care for the justice for Benson or for the justice for people? Call in and let me know. Man, I don't have any kids. And, man, but I do have a heart, and I can't even really answer that. I don't know if I don't know, God said, you know, you should forgive everyone, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes everything happens for a reason. You know, the act of rape can be, you know, really detrimental to someone's life, and, you know what I'm saying, and even the ones connected to the lives, mom, dad, sisters, you know, brothers, you know. But, you know, at the same time, you know, you never know God's plan, you know. So what are you going to do? You know, hate the person all your life, you know what I'm saying, especially if it wasn't even you. You know what I mean? If you're a mother, do you hate him all your life? You know, the person who did that to your daughter? We have a caller calling in. I don't know if they're calling on the subject. We got 612-203. This was the caller that called in earlier. What's up? Caller, you are on Soda Pop Radio. What's up? What's up, mama? How you doing? Okay, maybe that caller is calling in to listen, y'all. We're going to let Mama listen. I believe I know who this is, y'all. Miss Jenny calling in to listen to us. Yeah, I just put you on blast, Mama. So go ahead and listen to us, Mama. We're talking about issues. Where do you walk in your shoes, you know what I'm saying? And right now I live in a crazy area. I'm not going to tell you exactly where, but it is Loring area. Downtown Minneapolis, and there's a lot of crazy stuff going down there, y'all. We got all these buildings with all of these crazy people in it, you know what I'm saying? Ratchet Towers, you got maybe Chirac over north, and you got Ratchet Towers downtown, you know what I'm saying? We got, man, mothers in there that's going wild, you know what I'm saying? We got dudes in there that don't give a fuck about shit. We got people that don't give a fuck about their life, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's just going to shambles together, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, kind of really pisses me off slash hurts me at the same time, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I do this show, you know what I'm saying? You know, I would like to touch bases on everything that's going on and what's good in the neighborhood, and at the same time inform my people on what's good in the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? Because not everyone knows, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I just like to let people know that I do care, you know what I mean, about, you know, what's going on out here. And, you know, this is Minnesota Radio, Soda Pop Radio, so gotta let y'all know what's going on, y'all. I'm gonna hit y'all off with some more music and some more tunes and some more what's good in the neighborhood. And we got some poems and spoken word by your girl Maya Angelou. You know what I'm saying? So if you're calling in, stay tuned. And if you're listening, stay tuned. Soda Pop Radio, y'all. Way Back Wednesdays with your girl Golden Brown.
And ooh, I can't explain. wipe you up so you can change your name.
Baby girl, I gotta let you know that you are, official. Hey, hey.
I'm a sexy girl, put your hands in the air, hands in the air.
This is Golden Brown, y'all. Holding it down on Way Back Wednesdays, y'all. Okay, y'all. So is issues whether you walk in your shoes, y'all. We have a caller. Yeah, I think I know what this is, y'all. One of Soda Pop's own, y'all. We're going to go to the line. What up? How you doing? Soda Pop Radio, what up?
What up? What's good? What's good?
I'm good, I'm good. This Young Tay, right?
Yeah.
Welcome, Young Tay, to the show, y'all. Calling in and represent y'all. He is one of our newest hosts, y'all, so make sure y'all tune in to him. What's going on, Tree? How you doing tonight?
Pretty good, doing good. Just in school chilling.
Cool, just got out of the studio. Hey, getting it in, right?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so what did you do tonight? Are you a producer, a singer, rapper? Let us know what you do.
I'm a producer, rapper, engineer, mix engineer, promoter, and
ooh,
that's
about
it.
/Soda Pop Radio host.
So if y'all ever need like y'all songs mixed or anything, come out with your boy Young Tay.
Hey, yeah, y'all. Y'all can hit him up on my Facebook, y'all. Young Tay Cash, y'all heard him, y'all. He do everything, you know what I'm saying? He on the radio, y'all. He a producer. Man, y'all hit him up. That's what I love to hear, y'all. Man, Minnesota's things out here. So how did you like the radio yesterday?
Yeah. I liked it. It went good. I felt real good to be a part of it.
Right. I was feeling y'all's show. Turned up. I was turned up. On Tuesday. Okay. So, you're going to be at the Rise Lounge with us, right?
Yep. It's going down.
Cool. Make sure y'all hit us up. And at the same time, you're going to be in my evening seduction show, too, right?
Yep. And where is it again?
That is... right by MCTC. I don't know if y'all know where MCTC is, but it's by MCTC, and it's going to be at the Four Seasons Dance Studio, 1637 Hennepin Avenue. It's going to be cool. We're going to have, like, singers. We're going to have Cirque de Soul, you know, like the people who flips and stuff on the lace. I don't know how to do none of that. Maybe they could teach me. We got modeling. We got spoken word by your girl, Golden Brown. Got a lot of stuff going on, you know what I'm saying? And the drinks and the food is included.
Well, I'm down to go. I'm definitely down to go. I advise everybody to go.
Right. For sure. Thanks for calling in, sweetie.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I just want to give a shout-out real quick.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
All right, my first shout-out I'd like to give a shout-out to my girl Golden Brown for doing the show tonight. You know, I'd like to also give another shout-out to Mr. Music and another shout-out to my partner in crime, D1 and Only. And shout-out to my mom.
Host, y'all. All right, shout-out to mom.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Anybody else?
Another shout out to God.
Hey, hey. First and foremost, and last but not least, God. Yes, I feel you. Thanks for calling in, Young
right.
K, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all check them out, y'all. Soda Pop, the new host, y'all, Young Tay, and your boy D1, y'all, on Soda Pop Radio.
You already right. know. All right, thanks. You
hey.
Too.
All right. Yeah, y'all, your boy Young Tay calling in to represent Soda Pop. Hey, hey. Again, y'all, this is Soda Pop Radio Way Back Wednesdays with your girl, Golden Brown. The topic is issues and where do you walk in your shoes, y'all. Sometimes, you know, when I be walking in my shoes, you know what I'm saying, to the store or wherever I'm going out here, y'all, be wondering, like, man, you know, I'm going to be blunt and say this. Your girl, Golden Brown, is not all the way familiar with the Bible. No, I'm not, but I do have the word in my heart, and I do know certain bits and pieces of it, and I believe the man is speaking to us, y'all. Sometimes it feels like, you know what I'm saying, we're living in our last days, like Pac said, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's my guy. Shout out to Pac, rest in peace. And I just be wondering, you know what I'm saying, like, is this the end? You know what I mean? Like, you know, not tomorrow, not the next day, but soon. You know what I'm saying? I don't carry it on me as if, like, when I wake up in the morning, you know what I'm saying, I just got this, you know, oh, my God, the world's going to end tomorrow, you know, attitude. But, you know, I try to be humble, you know what I'm saying, and do what I got to do, you know what I'm saying, before it is the end, you know what I'm saying. But, you know what I'm saying, while we out here, you know, got to do what we got to do and live within our heart, you know what I'm saying. But, you know, I know everyone has this question on their mind. Is this the end? Y'all, Puff Daddy, is this the end featuring Genuine and Twista?
Let me make my maneuver. Hit the outdoors man in a Land Cruiser, and his hand was a Ruger. Lived in a Lex like Luger, heard shots from a steel bruiser. Teflon in the seat, took a pale strip, felt the hit on my chest as I placed on my vest. Was wrong with the brakes in the LX, ran straight into a light pole. Just before I got my life sold, a car came to the rescue. I bailed in and said, bless you. But what made me the man he would want to show help to? I proceeded to ask him, and he said it would have passed. I can never watch a soul die, push you a man, it's a tooth fly. Well, who are you? The pimp, nigga, name, twist up on the cold shot. Bring a flow shot, gotta keep one eye, nigga, I've been shot at it so long. No protection for my time, only call for my pride, so I have to follow what I did so wrong. Cause shit, it's been hard for me, besides cheap and the smell of sweet fumes when the beat boom. Motherfucker said he ball, it's a steady ball, right in D2s, I'm gonna hit my feet soon. So I just freeze deep into the rhymes of a rapper. Prepping my mind for the capture, think of Gina Wild like a bachelor. But why these niggas wanna make us intertwine with the rapture? Eager for dispersing up, don't even hurt the clutch, cause it comes under the merciless. Steady busting shots to both of us, with the strap close to us, and for survival we both of us. But reality is a ghost to crush, every day getting closer. Paranoid like a crack fiend when the gas ain't scream, when the bullet hit me in the shoulder. Don't wanna die till I get older, trying to visualize the beholder. He's inconceivable, so now my sight is getting dark a lot. Let the rope up in the parking lot, where them dogs bark a lot, and try to wait until it's market hot. I can make a person fight to survive, and good or conniving. You never know when it's your time to leave, smoking weed to keep my mind at ease. Let's go back to the car, but wait, I can't find the keys, plus we didn't chill long enough. The footsteps are coming close, he's one of them unholy men, with the strap ready to boldly sin. Mama told me you were coming, but I wish you would've told me when. Is this the end?
Y'all, I love that beat, man. That's like a classic beat. If y'all notice, I will play like some classic shit on here, you know what I'm saying, because it is Way Back Wednesday and I am Golden Brown and that's what I do. No, I'm just playing, y'all. But yeah, like I said, I got to get serious though sometime, you know what I mean, gotta play that. But like I said, issues. Where do you walk in your shoes? Like I was saying, downtown we have Lauren Park, and it's crazy, you know what I'm saying, because it's supposed to be a place where everybody can go chill at and kick it and, you know what I'm saying, maybe have a barbecue or a party or something, you know what I'm saying, but then, you know, you got all type of, you know what I'm saying, people up there not doing nothing, sitting around, you know what I'm saying, and you know what I'm saying, with idle time, you know what I'm saying, you know, idle time is the devil time. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, after that, you know, you got shit that pops off. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean popping off like Soda Pop Radio. I mean popping off like, you know what I mean, like shooting and, you know what I'm saying, possibly, you know what I'm saying, heard a young child popping off. You know what I mean? I mean, like a month ago we had a shooting, you know what I'm saying, and first it was rumors going off that, you know, some little girl got hit or whatever, you know, and it really scared me and hurt my heart at first. But good to know that it wasn't a little girl, but it could have been, you know what I'm saying? And just the fact that people are, you know, at the park, at Lauren Park, you know what I'm saying? You know, one of the, you know, biggest parks in Minnesota, or, you know, at least, you know, in Twin Cities, you know, we got, you know, our brothers and sisters down there shooting, you know what I'm saying? Knowing damn well there's kids up there, you know what I'm saying? Now, that's a what's going on in the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, type shit. Like, what's that? You know, like, where are people's minds at these days? What are people thinking, you know? Sometimes I feel like people, you know, aren't even thinking at all. You know, I don't get it. But we gonna spin it off to some spoken word. We got a spoken word poem, and it is by your girl Maya Angelou. She's one of my favorite artists. So this is her poem called The 13, Black. It goes, your mama took a shouting. Your mama, I'm sorry, guys. I believe I need to start that over. This is Maya Angelou, and I cannot be messing up. So,
out here by yourself. I'll call you very, very thank you.
Up here that I want to enjoy Minnesota, and they go downtown and see people ask for weed, smoking weed, rolling up weed, you know what I'm saying, trying to buy some weed, getting, you know what I'm saying, busted and popped off and handcuffed and in jail, and put in the car and going to jail for some weed or crack or Molly out here, y'all. Don't get me started on the Molly. Do not get me started on the Molly. What the fuck is a Molly, and why is y'all naming it Molly? What the hell is that? Come on, man. It's the new form of crack. You know what I'm saying? Wake the fuck up. Come on, man. That's crazy. What's really good in the neighborhood? Molly not. Neither is X. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You know. Weed. You know what I'm saying? Some people need the weeds. You know what I'm saying? Some people need the tweeds. You know what I'm saying? For cataracts and, you know, glaucoma and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Some people need the weeds. You know what I'm saying? Who need crack? Who need Molly? Nobody. You know what I'm saying? So rappers, get it out your song. You know what I'm saying? Stop making it seem like this shit, this Molly shit is what's popping. And no, because it's not. So the pop radio is popping. You know what I'm saying? Not the Molly, not all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to need y'all to back off and back down off that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not what's up. You know what I'm saying? It's stupid and it's, you know what I'm saying? It's just making an excuse for y'all, you know what I'm saying, for another downfall in our hood. You know what I'm saying? So people, please put down the Molly. Stop popping the Molly. Y'all call me, you know what I'm saying, blame or whatever, but I didn't even know what the hell motherfucking Molly was for a while. You know what I'm saying? I had to ask people. I did not know it was a form of X or whatever, or, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. could tell, I still really don't know. I never even seen a Miley, you know what I'm saying? No, a bitch named Miley, you know what I'm saying? But that's about it, you know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure Miley wouldn't want to be named after a drug, you know what I'm saying? So, Miley, if you out there, call in, and you know what I'm saying? Let motherfuckers know you don't want to be named after a goddamn drug, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so that's that on a Miley tip, you know what I'm saying? But, again, on this, it was good in the neighborhood. People, I'm going to need y'all to stop hanging out in the buildings of people's homes and apartment hallways, making it uncomfortable for them to walk through the door with their mother or family or loved ones or kids, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Get a life. If y'all ain't on shit, get the fuck out the hallways. Go read a goddamn book or something, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to need y'all to stop doing that, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Some people told me that, hey, Kaisha, I want you to talk about this on the radio, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling real uncomfortable at my home, and it's pissing me off because black people need to be on more shit. So I'm going to tell y'all, you know what I'm saying? They told me to do it, and I will be the one to do it, you know what I'm saying, y'all? Get on some shit, y'all. Get out the hallways. Get out the park, you know what I'm saying? Stop gambling, you know what I'm saying? Get on some shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I don't know, idolized time, you know what I'm saying, and being on your shit is on your list, you know what I'm saying, out here to the people that aren't doing shit, you know what I'm saying, but I'm going to need y'all to, you know what I'm saying, get up on it. It's really detrimental to your future that you, you know what I'm saying, make the best of your future, you know what I'm saying. It's not about, I've seen this quote. It's not about making your life, you know what I'm saying? It's not about, you know, making yourself into the person that you want to be. It's about creating your life. It's about, you know what I'm saying, creating your life, you know? So if you want to do something in your life, you know what I'm saying? If you have something that you want to do, if you got, you know what I'm saying, something on your chest, something on your mind, then just make the best out of it. Make sure you know what I'm saying, do all that you do, that you need to do that. You know what I'm saying? Take steps, you know what I'm saying, y'all, to do what you need to do. You know what I'm saying? It takes real hard work. If you listen to these people that, you know, that's in the industry, that, you know what I'm saying, has corporations, that have a company, you know what I'm saying? They know, then you should know, you know what I'm saying? Take it from them. They tell you, you know what I'm saying, anything that you want to do out here, you know what I'm saying, it takes hard work. You know what I'm saying? Like, even being on the radio right now, you know what I'm saying? Y'all think I'm just sitting here, you know what I'm saying, just talking to y'all. Like, this is how I work, you know what I'm saying? But I'm doing it for y'all, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing it to, you know what I'm saying, to inform my people and, you know what I'm saying, to, you know what I'm saying? It's for y'all. It's for local radio. It's for local artists, you know what I'm saying, to put their stuff on the radio if they like, you know what I'm saying? If you want to advertise something, if you got something going on, something that you want to do, something on your chest, you know what I'm saying? If you want to talk about what's good in your neighborhood, this is for that, you know what I'm saying, y'all? We got so many people out here that are just, you know, floating, you know what I'm saying? And I would like to bring them, you know, back to, you know, reality, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and steer them on the right track, you know what I'm saying, you know. Sometimes I need that, you know what I'm saying, so, you know, I'm here for that as well, you know what I mean. Again, like I said, if you have anything that you want to talk about on this show, if you have anybody that you want to shout out, you want to say I'm sorry to, I love you, or anything, you know, Soda Pop Radio, Way Back Wednesdays is the day for that, you know what I'm saying? If that's what you want to do, do it, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing to it but to do it, you know what I'm saying? And it's never too late to be what you could have been. It's never too late to do what you should have been, you know, unless you gone, you know? So, you know what I'm saying? Keep that in mind, y'all. We're going to kick it off with a little, you know what I'm saying, commercial, you know what I'm saying, pay some bills a little bit, and we're going to be back with more issues. Where do you walk in your shoes? With Golden Brown on Soda Pop Radio.
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.
Easy, you're now tuned in to Soda Pop Radio, the radio that pops. MN Stand Up, RNSS Beat.
Okay, y'all. That was a little intermission, y'all. I had to go pay some bills real quick. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do. This is Soda Pop Radio. This is your girl, Golden Brown, holding it down with Way Back Wednesdays, y'all. We have a caller online, Mr. 612-220. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, what's up, what's up? Are you feeling yourself tonight on Way Back Wednesday?
I'm feeling all right. I'm feeling all right.
Okay, okay, okay. Caller, where you calling from?
Northside.
Okay, Chirac. Baby Chirac, y'all, we were just talking about that. You know you tuned into Issues tonight. My show name is called Issues. Where do you walk in your shoes? You got an issue to talk about tonight? Is you got anything to talk about? Anything on your chest?
No.
Somebody getting your nerves? Minnesota getting your nerves?
No.
No.
No. No. I just want
so
to give a shout out. Just a shout.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and get your shout out.
I just want to send a shout out to Golden Brown. Keep doing your thing, baby.
Okay. Okay. Okay, y'all. Okay. Got to call it in, shouting out Golden Brown. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what we're here for, too. Thank you, caller.
You're welcome, baby.
You have a good night.
You too.
Be tuning in.
What?
Yeah, y'all. That's what I'm talking about, showing love on Soda Pop Radio, y'all. Okay, I'm talking about showing love. We're going to show some love to some, I guess,
We're going to get some love out to some more local artists, y'all. That's what we're here for. So the pop radio, you know what I'm saying? Big shots out to King Reckless, y'all. He's doing his thing out here, y'all. I see you, King Reckless. Call in if you're listening, King Reckless, and shout us out at 714-242-6167. Again, y'all, 714-242-6167. King Reckless on Soda Pop Radio with Cody Brown on Way Back Wednesday. Love don't cost a thing.
And that is September 14th, 8 p.m.
15 online and 20 at the door, y'all. It's featuring the girl, Demonica Fly, Trinity C, Top B, me, Kaisha Dope B, Lady V, Nicole Meyer, Amy Nystrom, DJ Solutious Boutique, from Atmosphere, RVNG, Wear by Richard Hall, and designs by Vive Clothing. I'm sorry if I said the name wrong. The theme, y'all, is sophisticated and sexy, so make sure you bring your sophistication and always be sexy. Again, Saturday, September 14th at 8 p.m., Four Seasons Dance Studio, 1637 Hennepin Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, y'all, on the side of, on the side entrance and between the Lucret and Joe's Garage, y'all, by MCTC, so make sure y'all go check that out. And again, y'all, we're going to be at the Rise Lounge starting off September 2nd, I believe, y'all. So make sure y'all hit us up. I will have more info on that when I get it. But make sure y'all just tune into y'all and keep representing and keep it popping with Soda Pound, Soda Pop Radio, y'all. Again, we are talking about issues. Where do you walk in your shoes? Earlier, read a poem by Miss Maya Angelou called The 13th Black. Now, this one is called The 13th as well, but it's called The 13th White. Check her out, y'all. Listen to her words. The 13th White. Your mama kissed the chauffeur. The internet just kind of went crazy on me. as you know, this is internet radio, so. But the 13th, your mama kissed the chauffeur. Your papa bawled the cook. Your sister did the dirty in the middle of the book. The 13th, right on. Your daughter wears a jockstrap. Your son, he wears a bra. Your brother Jones, your cousin, in the back seat of the car. The 13th, right on. Your money thinks you're something. But if I'd learned to curse, I'd tell you what your name is. But there just ain't nothing worse than the 13th, right on. Hey, that was Miss by Angelo, y'all, the 13th White. And like I said, earlier I read the 13th Black, and both of them, they were equally good. Gives you a mental picture of, you know, living in a black neighborhood slash environment or home, and slash white neighborhood environment or home, you know what I'm saying? I love her. She does she has a great way of painting a picture in your mind, and, you know what I'm saying, letting you see exactly what she means when she speaks. And that's why she is my role model. You will hear some featured poems or spoken word from Ms. Maya Angelou on Way Back Wednesdays, because she is that deal. I read a poem of hers last week, as well as Antoine Fisher. And, got some feedback on that. So, you know, make sure y'all tune in to me every Wednesdays. Girl Golden Brown on Soda Pop Radio. You know what I'm saying? Right now, we got music in the building. He wants to say, give a shout out.
Hey, yo, what's good with y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Music, a.k.a. Money Soda Music, giving a shout out to everybody out here. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, make sure y'all stay live out there. Check us out. August 28th, Rass Lounge, St. Paul's going down. Angel Works birthday, August 28th, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be free buffet till midnight. It's going to be 3-for-1 drinks till midnight. It's going to be $5 drinks till midnight. Y'all better recognize, all right? Y'all niggas coming in with y'all bags, and I'm checking all y'all niggas. Y'all better be ready, all right? Y'all send y'all tracks to the musicentretail@gmail.com. You know your boy put y'all on the radio. Hey, yo, Lady Aaron Lorenzo, what's up?
Hey. Y'all make sure y'all check us out, and I will be checking bags and purses, y'all. Don't bring y'all little ghetto selves up in here trying to get free stuff, all right?
I mean, free stuff is what's up, you know what I'm saying, sometimes, but let's not get ghetto, let's not get greedy, you know what I'm saying, come out and support local music, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all hit me up and like my page on Facebook. Y'all can hit me up at Kaisha Dobie, Kaisha, a.k.a. Golden Brown, at Facebook.com. That is K-I-E-S-H-A, a.k.a. Golden Brown, at Facebook.com. Or I got my Golden Brown of Soda Pop page, you know what I'm saying, brand new on the radio, back again, Minnesota Rep on the internet, yep. And all thanks to my guy, my best friend, music, Mr. Minnesota Music, y'all make sure y'all check him out on Fridays, with Feeling Yourself Fridays, and I believe he's going to hit y'all up on Saturday too, you know what I'm saying, so make sure y'all stay tuned into that. You know what I'm saying? And the rest of the Soda Pop crew, like I said, we got our new host, Young Tay, your boy D1. I hit up the radio on Turn It Up Tuesday yesterday. Hope y'all tuned in, because I definitely did, and I was surely turned the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? They did their thing, you know what I'm saying? Their first show. No complaints. Just got to make sure we support our people out here, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, your boy Young Tay called in, you know what I'm saying? Hit us up, you know what I mean? So, you know, y'all make sure y'all hit him up, too, on his Facebook page. Y'all heard him. He does it all, you know what I'm saying? So, we need some music. You need a track, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Hit him up, all right? But we're going to go in to Miss Leah Erica Kane, y'all. It's a message in this song to the young females out here, you know what I'm saying, and everyone that's listening as well, you know what I mean? If you got a daughter, you know what I'm saying, it's a message to you, to your daughter, you know what I'm saying? If you are the daughter, it's a message to you from Aaliyah. So here we go with Aaliyah, Erica Kane, rest in peace, mama. Capricorn.
Thank you.
y'all, that was Miss Aaliyah, y'all, also known to be Aaliyah, but I listened to her a lot on her interviews, and she always called herself Aaliyah, so that's what I'm going to say. And also wanted to say that I'm really feeling that new song by Chris Brown, that the song that he got with Aaliyah, that is so hot. It I don't know, it brings her back to life on the track. Like, it's kind of crazy. They don't know. They don't know about us. They got a sample of Leah in there, and as well as John B, y'all. Shouts out to John B. And that was my guy. Classic Records by John B. Love him. But, yeah, that was Miss Erica Kane by Leah, y'all. That was for the young women out here, the young ladies out here, and when I got a sister, I got a little sister, you know what I'm saying? So that was for my little sister, Lazar Janae Dobie. Love you, boo. Right now, we're going to go with some Otis Redding, y'all. This is Way Back Wednesday, so we are going to take it way back on this Wednesday with Golden Brown, your girl, holding it down on Soda Pop Radio. Otis Redding, y'all. Try a little tenderness.
Oh, she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get weary. Shaggy dress, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. You know she's waiting. Yes, anticipating a thing that she'll never, 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 never possess. Yeah, but while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they are spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier.
Y'all, with Try a Little Tenderness, a little techno difficulty with that. But we are going to take it straight to this song that I would love to play at the end of my show. We got two versions for y'all. Y'all, we're going to play a little bit of this one, and I'm pretty sure you guys will be familiar with this. It's Artists Against AIDS, What's Going On, Y'all, featuring so many. Y'all call in and tell me who you heard. 714-242-6167. Yeah, I'm only gonna play a little bit.
To be the first thing that you see, baby girl, when you wake up in the morning with no makeup on, you looking magnificent. Hey, and she make me feel different.